This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A bullet is a bone.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and go on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence. Our circuit is dead. Can I be cold? My whole life's been the tool of bread.
We actually have President Trump's press release talking points. We need to get that published and canned during the break.
Right.
On InfoWars.com. I'm not sure anybody has this yet. You just got the text.
Just released by the White House right now.
Yeah, to us first, so we need to get that out. Of course, you literally get stuff a lot of times, 20 minutes before anybody else does. From who we won't say, but let's just say high up in the federal government. Looking at this unfolding, it's exactly what I said without even hearing Trump's full speech. The Chinese military runs who can come into China and do business through combines. It's the same thing in Cuba. And we're saying, if you want to open Cuba up, let Cuban individuals deal directly with any company they want. Don't let a bunch of fat cat generals come in and exploit the amazing, hardworking, beautiful Cuban people. And then sure enough, we've got the actual White House policy. Tell folks, Dr. Corsi.
Well, the policy channels economic activities away from the Cuban military monopoly. It includes a whole series of travel-related transactions that will allow American individuals and businesses to develop economic ties to the private small business sector in Cuba. The new policy makes clear that the primary obstacles to the Cuban people's prosperity and economic freedom is the Cuban military's practice of controlling virtually every profitable sector of the economy.
And that is such a gift to the Cuban people. That's such a verdant, beautiful, diverse country. I mean, from what I've read and what I've seen, Cuba is a jewel.
Right. President Trump's policy changes will encourage American commerce and free Cuban businesses to pressure the Cuban government to allow the Cuban people to expand the private sector.
Cuba's under a dictatorship, and I'm so sick of Jesse Ventura, who's a nice guy overall, and others, because Fidel patted him on the head, making excuses for it. They killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Right, and this reverses Obama's whole policy, which would have played into the hands of the...
Doesn't the Cuban military get the power structure that the rich guys there? It's like Bankfein. They make record money at Goldman Sachs, but still want to stop Trump because some of the money's getting to the people. Doesn't the Cuban military know if they get out of the way, they're already in dominant positions, they'll make 50 times the money?
It's the global...
They're idiots.
The global strategy is a suicidal strategy that
diminishing returns
that Hillary wants to follow. I mean, Hillary, Obama.
We were talking to high level folks this morning, and they all get it. That this globalism isn't good for business.
But it's good for the very, very rich at the very, very.
They're good for jerks who want everybody else poor.
They let Obama buy a house in Washington, put up a wall. They let Hillary live in two or three houses when she's really a criminal.
Two or three, she's got like 10.
With the Clinton Foundation, which has stolen money from everybody, including Haitian.
But then Obama goes to Africa and says you can't have cars or air conditioning.
Right. And see, the people under these policies, just like in America, you end up with 92 million people who can't find a job, who want work. The globalists don't care because they're having all the money at the top. And they have, it's a suicide.
And then they have the nerve to come out and say, hunt and kill Republicans, the Democrats have put out the hashtag, because they're rich and aren't giving you the money. Dumbasses, free market's what gives you the money and the spaceships and the medicine. Not Venezuela, not North Korea, not Cuba. Yeah, they got more doctors per capita anywhere in the world than Cuba. And when your knee goes out, they give you a cane. Or when your eyes go out, they give you a cane.
And Alex, also, I think it's demonstration that the White House is listening to what we're talking about. I laid out a three-part policy as to how you'd beat this propaganda campaign of the Democrats. First, you change the subject. Again, Donald Trump's changed the subject today. Cuba's going to be the news cycle through the weekend. Secondly, you have to silence the mainstream media. Get them out of the White House press room, ACT UP hour on TV. And third, you got to counterattack. And Kasavich, the new attorney that Trump has in the White House, is doing a brilliant, I think, strategy.
That's right, because we've got Sessions recusing, and now we've got the deputy recusing. She's in charge now. And the word is she'll actually execute order number 66. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The film is The Red Pill. We're about to be talking to the director of the documentary. Her investigation changed her view of the world. Here's the trailer.
One in three American women.
An equal right for women in the United States.
Have been found guilty of raping a West Virginia teenager.
Misogynist rantings would be at home in the far-reaching internet subculture widely described as the men's rights movement.
Declaring the month of October to be Bash a Violent.
I decided to go where no feminist has gone before and meet these men's rights activists.
Men and boys are in crisis, and they need your support because they are human beings too. And you will not shame anybody here into silence about it anymore.
Every society survived based on its ability to train its sons to be disposable.
The U.S. government does not want to send you to die. It would rather send me to die.
93% of workplace fatalities are men. 4 of 5 suicides.
The family court system truly is biased against men. I mean, there's just no question about it.
How can anybody not be angered by it? But if you start to talk about those issues, people get hostile.
We're so proud of this power because we're
just because you're pathetic?
The paradigm that most people live by. Men have all the power. Women don't make the same money for the same work. That is feminist training.
Flexibility in roles is where we should be all headed.
So where do the men's movement and feminism disagree?
Is the men's rights movement the gender version of the white nationalist movement?
The men's rights movement is part of the backlash. Grandfather's generation probably had it pretty well, you know, grow up.
She told her friend she's going to trick me into fathering the child.
I called a bunch of domestic violence shelters. Every place said, we don't help men.
When I reported my domestic assault, I did not bring up the fact that I was sexually assaulted. There was no way he was going to believe that I was going to be a victim of sexual assault.
Although evil's the world's from patriarchy, but we're the ones dying, and we die for you guys.
I don't know where I'm headed, but I believe...
This is not flattering to men. Talk about men's vulnerability.
We're not blaming men. We just named everything bad after them.
I think I agree with everything you said, but there's still some kind of unsettling doubt.
Talk about great work, and of course Mike Cernovich is involved in this film as well. That is just so exciting. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. I'm going to go to our guest here in just a moment, but I just want to point out that it's so ridiculous. It's like saying, are male and female whales oppressing each other? Or are male and female toucans? Like, who's bad, the male toucan or the female toucan? You're like, no, those are birds. That's a species. And you know, the male goes off and gets worms and stuff and fruit and brings it back to the mom. It's not that she's a slave. She's having the eggs. She's sitting on top of them. And men don't have a uterus. Women do. It's the species. Men and women are of the species. And this hasn't been done by accident. The social engineers admit they want to totally scramble things. They knew when they started saying women go to work and pay taxes and don't give your kids, you know, breast milk, that they were trying to remove women from the family so that the family could be terminated and so that a whole new civilization could be set up. Humans are being turned into machines. Does that not mean there aren't cultures where men end up oppressing women? Of course, it's like ants go out and, you know, hijack and kidnap aphids and then bring them down into their subterranean lairs and, you know, enslave them. This stuff goes on, but you have to look at the whole process. You have to look at the whole process and see how it's scientific and then pull back from it and see how they're atomizing us all. They're all isolating everybody. And men aren't going to college. Men are, in every metric, just imploding, falling apart. Is that like, yay, women are getting ahead? You know, there's a photo on drudgereport.com of like a, more than a decade ago, of Rachel Maddow and Tucker Carlson on TV together. And Rachel Maddow looks like a woman. She looks cute. It's not bad if she wants to look like a man, but it's what they started getting Megyn Kelly to look like a man. It's like, what are they doing? The goal is to get rid of the sexes. Now they've got 100+ sexual preferences on Facebook. It's not about freedom. It's about attacking being male and being female. It's social engineering. So Cassie J is a filmmaker based in San Francisco Bay Area and founder and CEO of Jane Bird Productions. I'm just so excited about this. She has directed and produced over a dozen films and documentaries, but is most known for her feature documentaries, Daddy I Do, about purity balls, but abstinence pledges. I think of abstinence pledges where your kids go really go crazy. The Right to Love, an American Family, about the fight for same-sex marriage rights, and her latest film, The Red Pill, which examines men's rights movement. And again, that film is now out. She won 15 awards, including Best Documentary at the Cannes Independent Film Festival in France. And she joins us now, theredpillmovie.com. And again, winner of the Excellence in Directing documentary, just a whole bunch of other awards she's gotten. So, Ms. J, good to have you on with us. Wow, what a powerful film. I can't wait to show it to my children.
Oh, thank you. I put a lot into 3.5 years of making The Red Pill, so I hope it helps people better understand the genders.
Absolutely. Well, of course, there are no genders now. There is no male or female. There's only the new big pharma and five daddies, five mommies. And if you're a gay guy, you have five daddies. If you're a woman, you have five mommies. Because men and women are separate and are at war with each other.
Well, before making the red pill, I was a staunch feminist of about 10 years, and that really shaped the way that I looked at men and women, and making the red pill gave me new insight into the disadvantages that men have and the advantages that women have.
Break down your process or just how the film started out, obviously you've seen the film, as you start to become, I guess, conflicted, trying to juxtapose all this.
Well, so it was March 2013. I was looking for my next film project. I just completed The Right to Love, which was about gay marriage before it was legal across the nation. And I thought I was going to make a film about rape culture because that was blowing up my newsfeed. And so I started looking into rape culture, and they commonly talk about rape apologists and people who are perpetuating rape culture blame the victim. So I tried to find these rape apologists, and that led me down the Googling rabbit hole that took me to avoiceformen.com, which is one of the largest men's rights groups and forums online. And I was shocked by what I was reading on A Voice for Men. I'd never heard of this these different talking points before, and also, there had never been a film about the men's rights movement, and they really started to get going around the 70s, but they didn't catch wind like feminism, second wave feminism did. But Warren Farrell authored the book The Myth of Male Power in the 90s, and that led to a lot of these men's rights groups springing up like A Voice for Men. So this had never been explored in a film before, and as a feminist, I thought, I'm going to go interview these men's rights activists and expose them for what they truly are. And I thought that was going to be showing the men who perpetuate rape culture and are misogynists and want to put women back in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. And if you watch the Red Pill film, you'll see that the truth was not that.
Well, I know this. The globalists say they want to replace us all with robots. They say the future doesn't need us. Humanity itself is all breathing the same toxic garbage, the lead, the mercury. All of us, male, female. I have male family that dies of cancer, female family that dies of cancer. The species has to develop systems for ourselves. And just for me, I just don't even see any division. Clearly, in every mammal species, males take the risk, but females take the risk of then having the babies and going through all that stress. Females are stronger genetically. Females carry a second set of DNA. If you want to get into real genetic engineering, there's only females, and then females basically then produce some males with attributes for going out and foraging and then bringing back food. And then now we're in this more modern society. And so the attack on males is an attack on women, is an attack on the species by a scientific elite. I mean, if you study the larger picture, this is a very sophisticated.
Yes. I think feminists have said that the men's rights movement is backlash to feminism. And I think in some ways that is correct because feminism and how it's grown in its prominence and kind of popularity, especially in the past 10 years with social media, it has defined what we should think about genders and when we should get offended, and such as if you say that
exactly, they're defining what genders are and reality. They're setting themselves. It's not even women. The social engineers are setting themselves up as the new priesthood. It's a new religion.
Well, in a lot of ways, I would agree with you on that, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for that. I'm even going to get flack for being on the show, but thank you for having
me. That's a good thing.
I also left a religion when I was in my late teens, and that's when I became feminist. And after making the Red Pill movie, I dropped the label of feminism. And in a lot of ways, I know this is going to offend a lot of people, but in a lot of ways, my leaving a religion and also leaving feminism was a very similar experience for me. And so it does completely change your worldview, and that's why the film is called The Red Pill. I cannot see the world the same way again, and I don't think anyone who does watch the film can see the world the same way again.
Well, you just said it's so powerful because it just clicked for me. out of these false religions and controlled systems, we get self-confidence. But if you truly get into humanity and our great struggle and our ancestors and this great saga we've been through, that's the great empowerment. That's the confidence is coming together. And I think the greatest wound to modern third wave feminism is its endorsement of radical Islam. It's a total mental illness. So I want to get your take on that. The lady that directed and produced all these other great folks, the Red Pill, is our guest. Very, very excited, Cassie J. TheRedPillMovie.com.
A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Cassie J's our guest. Her film's been banned in theaters in Australia because she just dared go out and have humanity, not woman, not male, just humanity. And look, let's get one thing straight. Men act like a bunch of lazy animals in an unchivalrous society. And humans have always abused each other. Women have abused men, men, women. Men have been, you know, the warrior ants of the culture. But everything they do is about women, especially the greater men. And so the greatest deception is that we're not together. And the better a civilization, the more it treats women with reverence. But you see the West now. I mean, I was there just 6 months ago, the day after the inauguration, where they were beating everybody up trying to go in to hear Trump be inaugurated. And then we're not beating them up. And there are over a million women, and they were putting on hijabs and saying, we do this for Islam. And Muslims were leading it. And, I mean, Islam is like, it's like should be feminist, you know, enemy. But, see, it's not about that. It's about authoritarianism. And it's about bringing down the West. And so I think modern feminism is the most wounded now because they have bought into Islam. And so I want to go back to our guest and talk about this amazing film that Mike Cernovich is a producer on. That's what's so great about Mike. He's involved in so many great things. He's going to be hosting the next hour. What about the juxtaposing? This is a short segment, long segment coming up. What about the juxtaposing of Islam and feminism, not ever, modern corporate feminism, not saying anything?
Well, this is obviously a touchy subject, and it's something I don't include in the film. I don't know if I could ever make a film about this topic because I do think it'd be too dangerous. But part of why I dropped the feminist label after making the Red Pill movie is actually the main reason why I dropped the feminist label was because I started to see the hypocrisy within feminism. So it wasn't necessarily learning about men's issues from men's rights activists that made me leave feminism. And I'm not a men's rights activist, just to clarify. But learning more about feminism and how they do want to silence discussion, and they are not consistent with their view of protecting and empowering women. And, you know, I think their stance on Islam is, you know, part of that.
Why is there unless you disagree, an obsession with pulling down the West in third wave feminism when the West is what put women on a pedestal almost to a ridiculous level? I mean, I agree. I don't want, a woman wants to be a tomboy, or a woman wants to be an executive, or a woman wants to, when women actually are drawn to those roles, it's genetic and they're the best at it. But in the main, women are nurturative and creative and, you know, make the nest. I mean, this is just what we do as a species, but I don't want them. I've got $3. If they want to be CEO, president, God, I'm all behind it. I mean, I'm a guy that likes women, period. I like the company of women, period. So you know, this idea is an alpha male that I don't like women is the opposite.
Well, my personal view is that the reason feminism has chosen to protect Islam and not criticize it or critique it in any way is I think it's a part of being a voting bloc, because conservatives, especially in the U.S., have really stuck behind Christianity, and that's their, you know, voting bloc. And so while Democrats have sided with feminists, I think they also saw a big market for immigrants and Muslims and LGBT.
So it's a cold-blooded alliance.
You could say it like that.
Wow. Where do you see this going then?
Gosh. Well, it doesn't look like a very positive future if we keep down this path that we're going down. But I do hope that the Red Pill at least shows a more nuanced conversation around feminism and men's issues, and so that we can start to work together and point out the hypocrisies on, you know, either side. Also, something that I would like to mention is that the best result out of making the Red Pill movie was it positively influenced my relationship with my now fiance. We've been together 6 years, and so I was with him for 2 years before making the Red Pill movie, and then he stuck with me the entire making of the Red Pill, and our relationship has just gotten tenfold times better.
Absolutely. Yeah, the power of a man and woman combining forces and using each other's skills, it's the complete human. The humanity is the man and woman coming together. That's the magic. That's the power. And when that happens with those two forces together, It's the universe. It's the seed of the universe. It's life. It's God. I mean, that's what it is. That's why these globalists want to destroy that, because they want full control. And when they get men and women fighting with each other, and men acting like lazy punks, and women being a bunch of, you know, narcissistic loons, they're all so unhappy, so they dig their graves deeper into the modern cultural poison, believing that will deliver them from it. We're when humanity was always there.
The empire
stay there.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One of the executive producers, Mike Cernovich, of the film, The Red Pill, what a great name. I'm thinking about launching, I am launching a bunch of new shows. We're going to call it like Reboot America, American Reboot, Red Pill, Adventures, Roundtable shows, a bunch of things we've got in the hopper. Thanks to your support. But listen, we need your financial support. Yeah, in fact, quite frankly, I should buy $5,000 or $10,000 of this film and sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. We haven't done that. We should do that. That's one way to fund our operation, is to actually sell the films and things we promote. But whatever you do, get the RedPillMovie.com, because it shows both sides of this and the perspective of what women have gone through and what men have gone through. But it's a human experience as our species goes through all these changes and all these things that are happening, and then people are trying to artificially manipulate it for political control. It's a really important documentary. Really, really important. You know, we have another film, The Good American, with William Binney. that's at InfoWarsStore.com that everybody should get. But the red pill is something everybody needs in their library. You should get it, watch it, donate it to your local library so that people can see it. You know, because it's not dogmatic. It's just somebody's experience, common sense, looking at both sides. It brings us together, and I think that's why the social engineers masquerading as leftists are trying to shut it down. But IMDb gives it an unprecedented 3,470 votes, an 8.8. You never, I mean, Stanley Kubrick films barely get that. So my films get like sevens and stuff, which is pretty good. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the red pill. As Alice falls down the rabbit hole to see what the old men are doing, this very criminal social engineers are up to, it's sick, so that's there. Please also understand that we sell water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, shirts, you know, Patriot apparel, high-quality supplements, freeze dryers from Harvest Right, discounted. When you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you're financing a global revolution against the technocrats and against dehumanization. And you see why they're attacking us. I mean, you get high-quality shampoo that's a brand name in Whole Foods for 20% off. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. That's 45% off. That's going to end next week, by the way. I got to stop doing that because it makes no money, basically. We got the, you know, organic deodorant. We've got it all there. We've got the fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue, with the colloidal silver and iodine. InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, which is basically the same formula. There's just a little bit of one other herb in the female. And the people want to have male and female, that's fine. It's the truth is we're so close, it's the same thing almost. That's just concentrated herbs into an oil form, libido, stamina, energy, you name it. I'm not going to get into the technicals of what these well-known herbs do. Just try it out for yourself, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the studies out there, of course, on what not having enough selenium does. We have the BioTrue from the mustard seed, totally pure, totally organic. That's 25% off with the X2. That's the good halogen. Look at what's happening to women. If women don't have iodine particularly, it really jacks them up. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you see the full assault taking place against InfoWars. And that's because we're changing the world. We're returning Americana, which is the vanguard of Renaissance. It's not some old system. It's the reboot of humanity. We're just bringing back plagiarizing 1776 with pleasure. So, again, we need your support. I want to thank you all for your support. But today, go to InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, spread the article. Spread the video. Spread the video of the behind the scenes with Megyn Kelly. More is coming over the weekend. I think I'm going to release the interview she did with me beforehand. Because then after, they'll just play it and kind of ignore what she really said, what she really did, and how she edited it. I think I might do that, but we'll see. There'll be some live feeds this weekend. We're going to be breaking it all down ahead of what is one of the top stories, if not the top story in the country. But going back to the director and the lady that is in the middle of this, of the film, the redpillmovie.com, Red Pill, let's Cassie, go through your experience, go through, because, you know, the classic thing is I'm excited, I'm jumping into, or I interrupt men even more than women, because I'm like a, you know, wild animal, but spend 10 minutes, you've got the floor, give us a speech about your process, your life, the world, where you see it going.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so not only did making the red pill lead me down a path where I no longer call myself a feminist, but now I really do see through the mainstream media's tactics. And the process of releasing the red pill film really opened my eyes to how manipulated the people are being from the mainstream media. And men's rights activists told me while I was making the film that if you make an honest film, people will hate you for it. Feminists will hate you for it. The mainstream media won't give you, you know, any kind of favorable coverage of this film. And they were right. And so, you know, I made the truth of my journey, and that is the Red Pill film. And then I released it in theaters in October. The first article, mainstream article to come out was The Village Voice, and they, Alan Schursel, the writer of that review, it was more of a rant, it wasn't a review of the film, but he set the stage on what the mainstream opinion about this film should be, and he included tons of misinformation and blatant fabricated lies about the film, saying that it was funded by MRAs, which it wasn't. It was funded actually by three self-identifying feminists at the time, myself, my fiance, and my mother. My mother's my producer. My fiance is the director of photography. And, you know, they're trying to smear my name and the film's credibility, hoping that people won't watch it or think it's propaganda of some sort. And it's not. It simply listens to men's rights activists and to feminists and hears their different perspectives on gender. And the audience is allowed to make their own opinion and find some middle ground of any sort. It's not promoting any kind of movement or side. And so the Village Voice kind of set the stage on what the mainstream will think of this film or how they'll write it off. And after that, the American media, I think, has put a gag order on this film because they haven't released any more kind of mainstream coverage of the Red Pill movie since October.
And that's really your Congressional Medal of Honor right there. That's the certification when they put those blackout stories there.
Yes. But we've had a lot of success in discussions in other countries around this film. So the other territories that really know about this film and are talking about it are Canada, the UK, and Australia. And Australia in particular I'm going to focus on because they've engaged in the most censorship around the Red Pill film, where we had sold out screenings at this theater chain called Dendy Cinemas, which is part owned by Mel Gibson. And we had sold out screenings there, and feminists created petitions to tell Dendy that if you screen this film, we're going to pull all of our kind of, you know, being a customer at your theater, so you need to pull the film. And so Dendy was, you know, threatened into submission, and they pulled the two screenings there. Also, Palace Cinemas was under attack for screening, having a planned screening of the film. So Palace Cinemas.
This is so authoritarian. And again, I mean, your film is so well done, so balanced. The crime is you bring people together.
Yeah, and it's really not, it's not propaganda for any side. I'm very
but it doesn't matter. You have a right to put it in theaters. People have a right to go see it.
Yes. Yes, and I clearly see there's one side that is engaging in more silencing and censorship than any others, and that is the extreme regressive left, with feminists included and extremist feminists, radical feminists. I don't think all feminists are like that, but the radical ones are the loudest and are going and creating these petitions and getting films removed from theaters. And I haven't heard of any other films in recent history that have had this many screenings pulled from theaters.
Well, they're scared of it because you and your fiance did such a great job, and your mom funding it, expanding on this. I just want to make the statement, have you continue, but I want to get this out here. The journey of humanity together as a species is all of our shared ancestry. We are one species, and the fact that they try to block and censor somebody like you that is just pointing that out is sickening. But this is why people are so upset, as we blame men or women, because there are a lot of men that blame women for everything. It's like a cult, and I'm sick of it as well. I mean, let's admit it. We've been fighting with each other for a long time. It's stupid. It's like cancer. Humanity's going through a crisis. Cancer rates in children are up 10,000%. Diabetes type 2 is up 3,000%. All these issues, we're in crisis together. And instead of panicking and blaming each other, we need to really talk about it. And again, I say this, your crime is you lovingly bring people together and unify us as humans to fix it. And there are people that want to exacerbate the problems. They don't want to fix it. They want crisis management. That's how they control people. But we're in a crisis. Let's recognize that. And the answer is celebrating women, celebrating men, celebrating families, and then loving anybody else that wants to claim there's something else. That's part of creativity. But when it gets too extreme, it becomes a cancer that kills the original core of what we are as humanity goes through these changes. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I completely agree. And I think it's really scary because they are trying to make an example of me that if you go off script and if you challenge the status quo in the way that I did with the Red Pill, you will be silenced. You will be smeared.
But let me guess. I bet you're selling more DVDs than ever.
Well, that's the strange thing, because even though apparently we have this gag order in the U.S., in May, we were the top-selling movie on YouTube ahead of Guardians of the Galaxy, Moana, and Rogue One, the Star Wars film. I mean, we had You haven't seen this kind of success in sales from a documentary in a long time, and yet the mainstream media won't touch it.
Well, I've been talking to folks, highest levels of the government, highest levels of banking. They want out of this New World Order. And that's what they said. They said they recognize it's an illusion. This bullying is all an illusion. Nobody launched a boycott of Starbucks when they said they were going to hire a bunch of Islamic refugees. Everyone just spontaneously did it. And a tipping point. So, I mean, I knew your film was a hit, but I didn't know almost outdoing Rogue One, which, by the way, is a great film. I love seeing a powerful woman in that role. It's a great movie, but it's about men and women together in victory. And even I see Hollywood starting to now get away from this total feminist narrative. I love seeing Wonder Woman. I love seeing women in power. Just don't make it at the expense of men.
Yeah, I agree. And currently, this week, we are the top-selling film in Australia on YouTube, as well as Google Play for documentaries. I was just in Australia for about 2 weeks doing a screening and press tour there, and they have a big hill to climb over there regarding gender politics.
Why don't they get the Streisand effect? I mean, you know about the Streisand effect.
Oh, yes. It's worked very well in my favor.
I mean, just look at where I'm at. And now the articles are, oh, I'm bashing Megyn Kelly because she's a woman. No, nobody in media ever lied to me. They sent the night, I mean, like her. The Nightline guy said, I'm doing a hard interview. I'm coming after you. And he did hit me on some real points, but he's a real journalist. With her, it was just all lies. It's not that she's a woman. She's a liar.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing your her edit as well as your unedited interview.
Well, ours is just the audio, but I mean, it was just like, I mean, I knew I was that she was lying when I was like, I believe Sandy Hook happened. And then like 2 minutes later, why are you saying the parents lied about their dead kids? And I went, Megan, I just told you my answer. No, you're saying gays deserve to be killed. I mean, it was just like, I was just like, whoa. I was like, I don't know what she's going to put out, but it was like, whoa.
That, you know, that's why I love new media, like your show. I was also on Dave Rubin and Stefan Molyneux and Steven Crowder, because you do live stream, live interviews and edited interviews on mainstream media. That's what you have to watch out for. And that's how I was smeared and slandered in Australia, was on this show called The Project. I had over a 15-minute interview, and they edited it down to 5 minutes and completely, took out all of my responses to the lies about the film. And in their edited intro of my film, they include these lies about the film, about how it was funded or how many people I interviewed.
Well, here's one of their favorite tactics. They get you in a house with this 9 degrees. You're sweating. Megan's back there, light on her perfect, light under me. And then they go, let's take a break. And then I see them focusing the camera while I'm mopping my brow to make it look like I'm nervous and got up from the interview. I'm expecting that they're going to claim I got up from the interview, because I saw them like thumbs upping when I went to the bathroom and like was mopping my head, and they were like focusing, and I just knew what they were going to do. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
See, you know, and I'm an editor. I edited the full Red Pill film, and that's so upsetting to hear how editors and mainstream shows use editing to manipulate the public. It's very easy to do, and you know, it comes down to the ethics in journalism.
We don't do that, because I'm not going to sink to their level. I mean, whenever we have people on that disagree that make a good point, I show it, because that's who we are. It's not like we're even perfect. I couldn't get in the mindset of like deceiving people.
Yeah.
But that's what's great about the discipline of being live, like you just said. Being live 3-4 hours a day, 5 hours a day, it's like a discipline. Your brain works quicker. You know, you just get this instinct to tell the truth.
Yeah. And, you know, people who do tell the truth don't need to rely on editing, because everything you say, you know, as long as you tap into your own truth and memory of how things happen, how events happen, then you don't have to, you know, oh, well, that's not correct. That came off wrong. You don't have to edit it out.
Well, that's the thing is, I'm not arrogant. I'm the opposite, because I've been so blessed in my life. And half the time I can't listen to my own show. And I'm just being honest about, like, Nico. I hired Nico immediately. She had a great record as a head producer. But also he said, not that your voice is kind of annoying, and I disagree with a lot of what you say, but I think overall the message. I was like, well, you're hired. I'm sick of Yes Man. He's been the best producer we ever had. But it's true. I mean, I see myself as annoying, but the heart is there. And the fact that, you know, I go into this stuff with like a child's heart about things and don't try to calculate. They now have the CIA and everybody else thinking I'm like the master calculator. It's all over the news. But it's not that. It's approaching life like just a normal person with your, like the greatest thing Trump ever said was, You know, I used to think about things and be too complex, but as soon as I became shallow and went with my instinct, it was the greatest moment of my life because it was so complex. They said, that doesn't make sense. No, it's true. We're so powerful, our first gut approximation with a database of knowledge is generally way better than trying to overthink stuff, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like woman's intuition.
Yeah.
About women that pick the men that build the civilization together. And without women's intuition, we're destroyed. So why is 80% of marketing targeting women? Because women are already king.
Yeah.
Is that, and of course, your film lays that out. That's why they hate it.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, feminism really does have just the blinders on, tunnel vision, that they only want to look at how women are disadvantaged and men are privileged. But there is the flip side as well, and I think we need to look at that.
Men are privileged to die 6 years earlier on average. Men are, like you said, 90% of the workplace deaths, men. It's expected of men to expend themselves. These men are expendable.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so in the Red Pill, we do talk about male disposability, including war deaths, workplace deaths, suicide rates. Across the world, it's about 80% of all suicides are men, every country. Shorter life expectancy, all these things. But what the men's rights activists are saying, they're not trying to say, you know, 50% of women should die in military deaths. They're not trying to say that. But what they are saying is that we need to look at the big picture regarding gender. Both genders make sacrifices, especially when it's a family unit. Obviously, a stay-at-home mom is going to make a lot of
sacrifices.
Women
gotta have the babies.
As well as the father who's going outside the home to provide for the family.
To work on electrical lines. And again, we're one species. It's so obvious, but no one says it. We are the species. Again, we don't look at, like, dogs and say, that's male, that's female. They're fighting with each other. It's the species. It's what we developed into. We'll be back with our amazing guest. The film is theredpillmovie.com. Get your copy today. Mike Cernovich is coming up.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Essentials. That's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middle man, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Emrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Emrix Essentials.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
All right, final segment with Cassie J. Then Mike Cernovich is coming up. Cassie J., theredpillmovie.com. Get it on Amazon, wherever. But don't go to Amazon. Bezos is funding the globalists. $600 million to bring down Trump from the CIA. Go get it from redpillmovie.com. That way it might cost a dollar more or whatever because Amazon undercuts everybody. I mean, they're bigger than Walmart now. They're more cancerous. It's so evil. It's eating Walmart. So I think I'm gonna stop selling stuff on Amazon. I mean, because it's time to boycott. It's time to support folks who promote free speech. Get the film today. I'm gonna call Cernovich or whoever I call. I'm gonna order 10,000 of this film. This is the film I want to promote. I want to push this film. I want to thank Anthony Gucciardi and others for recommending me to see the film a few weeks ago, and then I'd forgotten about it, and then so much goes on, and then Nico's like, hey, she's on the show. So Cassie J, in the last minute or two, other points you'd like to impart to folks?
Oh, well, as you're talking about platforms, the only platform to decline the Red Pill movie is Netflix, which I think is very interesting. But you can find us on all other platforms, including Hulu, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, Vudu, Apple TV, everywhere. So, Netflix did decline the film.
And notice they force-fed Amy Schumer. They got half a star, so they got rid of the star system on things they know people are sick of. I mean, Amy Schumer, they're trying to make the new sex symbol who's anti-male, anti-female.
That's part of the hypocrisy I see in feminism is that if they were truly about supporting women, then why have they worked so hard to silence me in my film? I actually won a Women in Film Award for the Red Pill movie in Hollywood a couple weeks ago. Mike Cernovich was there with me to accept the award. And so I know that there are women out there and feminist women who do see the film as being valuable to the discussion of gender equality. But the radical ones and the extremists are trying to silence it.
Well, I got three daughters, and I want total gender equality. And just God bless you for what you're doing. Congratulations on the film and your success in swimming upstream.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. True trailblazer. They fear women so much. When women realize they're running the show, that's not patronizing. It's true. When they get behind men and men get behind them and you're on a team, you realize the globalists, these artificial systems like Islam are trying to enslave that. When you do that, it is unstoppable. And so many other people who are talk show hosts can't launch other networks because, you know, there's a talented Mike Cernovich. To be honest, a lot of men are just hyper aggressive. They don't get we're all in this together. I hope Mike Cernovich becomes more successful than I am. He already, in the aggregate, just in the time he's been political, the 3 years, is a successful or more. I'm looking for leaders. I'm looking, if somebody's better than me, I'll put them on air and just turn everything over. This is a war, folks. I'm looking to win. And that's why we need your financial support. Our audience has never been bigger. Our funding is at the same level it was this time last year, and that's just not acceptable. Because I want to open bureaus in London, in L.A., in New York. I already started it in D.C. I want to hire like 50 people. Quite frankly, I was talking to Cernovich last night. I want to like put him in charge of new media. I just want to hire everybody. I need plane tickets. I need money. I need money. Believe me, I'm looking to get in a smaller house. It isn't about the stupid crap. You know, I've got these two blue jackets I've been wearing for 6 years. I'm starting to get holes in them. I got to buy new ones. The point is that I want to win. I want to dominate the globalists. I want to tear their arms out of their sockets politically. You know, Grendel comes to attack us while we sleep. Grendel's going to go home to mommy bleeding to death politically. They want to run around and say they're going to murder us all. I want to murder them financially, politically. We've got products that'll blow your socks off. It'll change your life. Whether it's X2, Supermail, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. Just go there. Commit. Sign up for AutoShip. Buy the products. I don't need an extra $2-3 million to work with. That sounds like a lot if you're, you know, living by yourself with your wife. That's nothing. I need hundreds of millions of dollars, and I can defeat them all with your help. But, hey, give me $10 million extra. I'll go to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com. We're moving forward. We've got the charm. We've got the Got the mojo, folks, because of God and your prayers. So most importantly, pray for InfoWars. Most importantly, thank you for all you've done. And no, I'm humble. And I'm doing as best I can. Lord knows I got problems. But I'm committed. And I need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Commit today. Fourth hour with Mike Cernovich. More on Megyn Kelly and more straight ahead. This is the InfoWar. Spread the links. Spread the videos. Spread the articles. Commit. Win. Commit. Win. They're in a war. We're going to defeat them.